welcome. It is the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast in the garden with John J. Harper. Taking your calls, just like Mickey in Peoria wants to talk about some irrigation options. Welcome, Mickey.
Yeah, it's Mikey. That's close enough.
All right.
Long story short, back in 2011, we bought a little house, tore it down to three walls, sent away five dumpsters, stuck the subdivision status quo and stucco, and we built us a log cabin looking house. Wow. Now we got the granite finally tore out of the front three sections of the yard. Now, for years and years, they've been putting kill everything on that yard, and I dug it down 6 inches. It took about a year to do a little at a time because I was working financially by the hair of my chinny chin chin, if you know what I mean. And we got all new dirt in there, and this past month or so, I threw seed on it. I've got really nice grass coming up. The control joints in the concrete are pretty much not there either, so I can connect irrigation between those three spots. The slope on the lawn is such that, I'm looking for some type of system that doesn't sprinkle.
You're looking for some kind
like
of flood irrigation?
Like a subsurface type system, you mean? Or?
Well, the thing I'm thinking about is they have these jets that are in the bottom of swimming pools that clean the swimming pool.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all over the bottom of the pool. And if I have something like that in my yard, for the past 2 years, like I say, I've got this house down to where my bill is only $90. Yeah. I figured I could do the same thing with my water.
But you've already got the lawn in. You're talking about grass, right?
Yeah.
Watering grass. You know, there are some applications where before you put the lawn in, you put an underground, like a soaker system type thing, and it's all underground. There are no sprinklers on top that pop up and spray.
Ah.
You know, it's like a leaky hose kind of a thing, and it's subsurface, and it waters.
Well, now,
know,
I can just take a flat shovel and pull the sod back and put it in. For how deep does it have to be?
Well, you know, it's got to be, you know, below grade a little bit. I guess you could retrofit it. That'd be quite a bit of work to do that. You know, there are some pretty efficient, we talk about technology, I forgot about these low flow sprinkler heads now that are very efficient. They're not affected by wind very much. They do a wonderful job of putting water right where you need it on the grass without overspraying it. They're highly adjustable. And they are awesome. So you might consider that as well. But other than that, I really don't. And you know, if you'd have to really retrofit the subsurface deal, and there's some problems with it. It doesn't always work as well as we'd like it to work. But you know,
what he's looking for isn't really something that's in mainstream. And I appreciate what he's trying to do. But right. A lot of times when you go away, if you have problems or you need help, there's no resources.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. I think his best bet, if he really wants to be water conscious, is the low flow, and he wants grass, the low flow heads, go to a Ewing Irrigation Store, Horizon Irrigation Store, and talk to those guys about designing the system with these low flow heads. They're awesome.
I'm thinking a call to Easy Turf might be his best
Some
bet.
Some synthetic grass?
Oh, you know, or that. That'd be no water.
Yeah.
Well, he talked about getting his electric bill down.
Right.
That'd keep his water bill way down.
Mikey, I get the impression, talking to Mikey for 30 seconds on the phone, this is a man with an agenda.
Or, you know, put in a rainwater harvesting system and reuse some. We got to get some rain first. But
he tore his house down and built a log cabin. So
he's not afraid of hard work.
He's not afraid to tackle a project, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Mikey, and we'll keep us posted on what your decision on what to do with that is. Mike in Phoenix on Dwarf Lemon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, and thanks for taking my call. I have a dwarf lemon tree that I planted about 3 years ago in my backyard, and it never gets any flowers on it, and it hasn't gotten any fruit. And is there something I can do to help it along, or is it just part of the process that it's too young? What can I do?
Well, age is certainly a factor, and then you know, last winter we froze pretty hard. If it got any freeze damage and you had to prune that off, that probably kept it from blooming last spring, so you'd have any fruit, you know, this year. So hopefully the tree has recovered, it's growing well and putting on lots of new growth, and we don't freeze yet this spring, and so, you know, it should bloom this year and you'll have some lemons come next winter.
And how often should you fertilize something like that?
Did you say it was in a container?
No, it's not.
It's in the ground. Three times a year, and we're coming up on the next fertilization, or the first fertilization of the year. Valentine's Day is the easiest way for me to remember it, but sometime in early to mid-February is a great time to start feeding citrus as well as any of your other subtropical type plants.
And just to wrap that up,
Memorial Day would be the next one, so sometime in early summer, and then again about Labor Day. So Valentine's, Memorial, Labor Day.
And what kind of fertilizer you like? Liquid, granule, both?
Well, if it's in the ground, you know, it's planted in ground, a granular fertilizer with a good slow-release type nitrogen is the best way to go.
Alan Cave Creek wants to talk about transplanting an Ocotillo. John in Mesa wants to talk about using gray water for the landscape. And Peggy in Tucson wants to know about good roses. All that and more right here at Rosie on the House.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.